And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, July the 22nd, 2010. It's the birthday of the woman who gave us the Velveteen Rabbit, Marjorie Williams Bianco, born in London, 1881. It's the birthday of the novelist who said, "I think too much is known about me already. I think biographical information can get in the way of the reading experience." Tom Robbins, born in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, 1936. Both his grandfathers, Baptist preachers, started dictating stories to his mother when he was just 5 years old. Went off to college, traveled around, ended up in Seattle in 1962. 8 years later, came out with his first book, Another Roadside Attraction, which begins, "The magician's underwear has just been found in a cardboard suitcase floating in a stagnant pond on the outskirts of Miami." It's the birthday of the novelist S.E. Hinton, Susan Eloise Hinton, born in Tulsa, 1948. She was just 15 when she started working on a book called The Outsiders, wrote and edited it during her junior year of high school, as she was getting a D in creative writing. The Outsiders, the story of two rival gangs based on gangs at her high school in Tulsa, one a gang of rich kids, the other from working-class families. She went off to college at the University of Tulsa, and The Outsiders was published in her freshman year. It became one of the most popular young adult books ever. It sold more than 14 million copies, still sells hundreds of thousands each year. And it's the birthday of the painter Edward Hopper, born in Nyack, New York, 1882. By the time he was 12, he was already 6 feet tall. He was skinny, gangly, made fun of by classmates, painfully shy. Went off to New York to study art, took a trip to Paris, where he realized that he had fallen in love with light. He said the light in Paris was unlike any that he'd ever seen before. Came back home to paint American places, train stations, gas stations, corner saloons, offices. Had his first major exhibit when he was 40 years old at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. From 1913 until 1967, Edward Hopper lived and worked in the same walk-up apartment near Washington Square Park in New York City. Ate every meal in a diner, never rode in a taxi, walked everywhere. He and his wife never had any children, and he never included a child in any of his paintings. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, entitled A Deposition. The nursemaid Agnes Cassidy, a woman not much bigger than a child, the eldest of 13, came straight from Donegal. One of her eyes was pulled askew, mauled by the forceps of a country doctor who had been drinking the night that she was born. But her small, flat, unlucky face bore marks of Celtic beauty, and she was strong. Her faith was silent, sure, and passionate. She'd gladly walk 10 miles in any weather for a taste of God. And when her mother died in Ireland, and a fierce sense of duty was dragging her back to the farm in Donegal to help her father, she wept at leaving the little fiery boy whose nurse she'd been, whom she had named the Fighting Irishman, and whom she loved, she said, as much as she loved anyone. A Deposition, poem by Ann Porter from her collection Living Things, Collected Poems, published by Zoland Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.